You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Mid-50s. Yeah, this beat out some of the great music by Dmitri Tiomkin. Best song, actually. 1955, those times, a time of massive change in Hollywood. We had six-track stereo sound, CinemaScope, movie theaters were in trouble from the advent of TV. Thank you.
it's the April rose that only grows in the early spring. Love is nature's way of giving a reason to be living. The golden crown that makes a man a king. And the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love's a many splendid thing. Touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love of many splendor things.
Those are the Four Races. You may have known that. They dominated the Billboard charts in the mid-50s. Al Elberts, the lead. Lou Silvestri, Dave Mahoney. And Rosano Vaccaro. That's their most successful song. And they did pretty well with Three Coins in the Fountain as well. Both of them got Oscars. Best Original Song. Quarter century ago, they made it, finally. Would you believe in that Vocal Group Hall of Fame? It took that long. This is from a novel. Love affair between a doctor and a British journalist. and the title is A Many Splendored Thing. The book was kind of ahead of its time. Alfred Newman's song, Jennifer Jones, Bill Holden. Would I spoil the movie if I told you that the two stars didn't get along? There was a job. It might have worked in the film's favor because there's a tension there, which was needed for the story. Alfred Newman's final scores, his last one, 1959, for The Best of Everything. Picture did well at the box office. It cost at that time $1.8 million to make. Brought back $4 million for 20th Century Fox and several nominations. Best Picture, Best Actress, Jennifer Jones. Let's see, Cinematography, Leroy Shamroy. Art Direction. He got the Oscar for this music. Alfred Newman and Paul Francis Webster, Sammy Fain on lyrics. Thank you. Matt Cole.
Love is a many splendored thing. It's the April rose that only grows in the early spring. Love is nature's way of giving a reason to be living. The golden crown that makes a man a king. Once on a high and windy hill, in the morning mist, two lovers kissed, and the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love's a many splendored thing. Touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love's a many splendored thing.
It's for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two and love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
It's a big
Diana Trask, right off television.
Now you're one, I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud above, if it should rain, we'll let it. But for tonight, forget it. I'm in the mood for love.
I just put that in there because I thought it was kind of cute. And besides that, my mother is in the audience. I'm in the mood for love simply because you're near me. Oh, Mr. Electrician, that spotlight is too bright. My eyes, I can't see the music. Thank you very much, sir. Heaven is in your eyes. Oh, sir, I told you that spotlight is too bright. I can't see the music. I warned him, didn't I? Why stop to think of weather? Go, George. Our little dream might fade. Clever boy, he's really George. We put our hearts together. Now we are... George, you're not playing. Mother's in the audience, George.
That was Billy Barty. Here's Julie, London.
Must rain, well, let it. Marcia. John. Marcia. John?
Marcia.
John. Marcia. John.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
John. John.
Marcia.
Oh, John. Marcia. John. Marcia. Marcia.
John. Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
Oh, Marcia, Marcia.
John, John.
Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
John, John, John.
Marcia, 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 Marcia.
John, 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 John.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
Take me in your arms and never let me go. Whisper to me softly while the moon is low. Hold me close and tell me what I want to know. Say it to me gently, let the sweet talk flow. Come a little closer, make love to me. Kiss me once again before we say goodnight. Take me in your loving arms and squeeze me tight. Put me in a mood so I can dream all night. Everybody's sleeping, so it's quite alright. Come a little closer, make love to me. When you're near, so help me, dear. Chills run up my spine. Don't you know I love you so? I won't be happy till you're mine. When I'm in your arms, you give my heart a treat. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. Every time we kiss, you make my life complete. Baby doll, you know you swept me off my feet. Now's the time to tell you, make love to me. About you is so doggone sweet. Every time we kiss, you make my life complete. Baby doll, you know you swept me off my feet. Now's the time to tell you, hey, hey, baby, make love to me.
Hey, Joe Stafford with her hubby Paul Weston and his music from Hollywood. Don Ameche, the kid from Kenosha, along with Francis
Langford. Now here are Don Ameche and Francis Langford as John and Blanche Bickerson in The Honeymoon Is Over. Like most married women, Blanche Bickerson is a romanticist. Having talked poor husband John into taking her on a second honeymoon, 3 o'clock in the morning finds Mrs. Bickerson in the lobby of a small hotel at Niagara Falls. Exhausted and bleary-eyed from the long drive, John Bickerson unloads the luggage outside as his wide-awake wife talks to the night clerk. Listen.
It doesn't really matter about the room as long as we have a nice view of the falls.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll bet you don't remember me.
No, ma'am.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to with all the honeymoon couples you meet. I was here 7 years ago.
Is that so?
Yes.
Well, better luck this time.
Oh, we're still married to each other. We're just having a second honeymoon. Do many people do that?
No, ma'am.
I wonder why.
I wouldn't know, ma'am.
Are you married?
No, ma'am. Arthritis makes me walk like this. Would you please sign a register, ma'am?
Oh, I'm sorry. Last time we were here, we had to wait 2 days for a room. We stayed in a motel in Buffalo. Here you are.
Thank you. Is that Bickerson?
Yes. Did I sign it right?
Yes, ma'am. Mrs. John Bickerson and husband. Here's the key, room 318. There's the automatic elevator over there. We don't have any bellboys at night.
Oh, that's all right. I'll go out to the car and get my husband. John! Where is he? He's not in the car. I wonder if he took the luggage out of the trunk compartment. Good heavens. The man is positively insane.
There must be a place where love has gone, a bright, shiny world. Somewhere where love has gone, where dreams and desires as cold as yesterday's fires start to blaze anew. There must be a star that doesn't grow dim with each last embrace. They say love's gone when it goes, and I'm naive, I suppose. There may not be such a place, there may not be such a star, but still my fool of a heart just leads me on. It wants to be there with you, where love has gone.
Oh, let me sleep, will you, Blanche?
I just left to go one place with you that you didn't embarrass and humiliate me. You've been unbearable since we left home. Keep going.
In here?
Yes. Pull the bags in so I can close the door.
No windows, no nothing. How much do they get for this broken down room?
This is the elevator.
Oh. Well, push the button or something and get it started. I can't keep my eyes open another minute.
I was afraid this would happen. I hoped that going on a second honeymoon would bring us closer together.
Can't get closer than this. Unless you throw the luggage out.
Every time I want you to be romantic, you're so distant, John. What is it that's keeping us apart?
The brown suitcase. What floor are we on? I'm sleepy.
You're always sleepy. When you're not sleepy, you're humiliating me. I'll never be able to face that night clerk in the morning.
You won't have to.
Why not?
There'll be a day clerk. Which way is the room?
I don't know, and I don't care. I'm going to stay in the elevator.
Oh, come on. Will you, Blanche?
Well, say you're sorry.
I'm sorry. Now, where's our room?
Right in front of you, 318.
Well, open the door before I collapse. Oh, thank heaven. I got to get some sleep.
Well, put the lights on. Don't stumble around in the dark.
Don't want to open my eyes. Just aim me at the bed and give me a shove.
I'm not going to let you sleep until you understand.
They say love's gone when it goes, and I'm naive, I suppose. There may not be such a place, there may not be such a star, but still my fool of a heart just leads me on. It wants to be there with you, where love has gone to that bright and shiny world, where to that gone forever world, where love has gone.
So sorry you made me go on this trip. I could die.
I made you go. You shanghaied me. Even tried to get me to marry you again.
Was that such an unreasonable request?
Yes, it isn't legal.
Why not?
A man can't be punished twice for the same crime.
No, that's too bad about you. How you shamed me in front of all my friends after I sent the invitations out, too.
Well, I wasn't going to have any formal wedding and put out a lot of dough to feed your hungry friends and their squalling brats.
There wouldn't have been any brats there at all.
How do you know?
Because it said plainly on the invitation, Mr. and Mrs. John Bickerson will be married March 9th. No children expected.
Put out the lights.
Never going back to that horrible apartment we live in. Just going to sit here and stare at the falls forever. Wouldn't hurt you to look at them either.
I see them every day on a shredded wheat box.
How can you be so cynical? I'm glad I have a little romance in my soul. Just the sight of those falls bring back memories.
No.
Sit up, John. Look at that cascade. Doesn't it remind you of something?
Yeah.
What, John?
I think I left the water running in the bathtub.
John, you didn't.
Okay, I didn't. Good night, Blanche.
I never should have trusted you to lock up. Now I'm really worried. Did you close all the windows?
Close the windows.
You didn't leave any lights burning, did you?
Hmm.
Did you leave food for the cat?
That's enough for a week.
What did you leave him?
A 6-pound tin of corned beef.
Did you empty it into a plate?
No.
Well, how do you expect the cat to eat it?
I left the can opener on top. Stop worrying about that cat.
We should have taken all the animals with us. Poor little canary's locked in the cage. Cat can't get out of the house, and who's going to feed the goldfish? I'll bet they're terribly unhappy.
Oh, they're not unhappy. They're having a fine vacation.
They are not.
They are, too. When I left, the cat was fishing.
I'm through with love. I'll never fall again. Said adieu to love, don't ever call again, for I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. I've locked my heart, I'll keep my feelings there. I've stopped my heart with icy frigid air, and I mean to care. I'm through with love. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me, you had your share of slaves around you to hound you and sweat with deep emotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing that used to be, for I must have you. Thank you. meant to me. It can never bring the thing that used to be. For I must have you. I'm through with love.
But By Myself, I say in 1989, yeah. The sequel to that book will be Still By Myself.
You think so?
Yeah.
If you're going to make a prediction for this decade, Still
this
By Yourself.
This decade, I think, as I look around, you know, John, there aren't many of you fellas available. You're all taken.
Well...
It's only one of him.
Did I just see a light flicker when you said that? Something?
Yes. Yes.
Did a light go out? Or?
The heavens. It was the heavens.
God, you were lying. God is punishing you. You might say something. You say there are not much, many like you, and God went, I think a light just went out somewhere. Yeah, it's a good book. It's a good book. Do you have to leave?
It's
you
my life. Or? It's my...
Is Betty going to stay with us tonight, or do you have to leave, or what?
To leave.
Are you got something? You want Ed to drive you to your car?
I have enough time with you, yeah. but
anyway, this is maybe. It's a most interesting book. Well written. You did this all yourself.
I did it all by myself, and it's the only way to go. And I would advise you to do the same, because I think everyone has a story to tell. And I, for one, would like to know yours, John.
Love and marriage, love and marriage. It's as hopeless as a horseless carriage. Women like to pretend it's the way to spend a weekend. Love and marriage, you can't match it. It's an itching, though you just can't scratch it. Don't you ever doubt it. A family shouldn't be without it. Old maids are man-haters, sad to relate it. Have no man, and that's why they hate it. Marriage is an institution. I don't like living in an institution. Let me warn you, brother, it just takes two to hogtie you. A young girl and an anxious mother. Two, and if those two should ever marry, ain't it queer within a year there's two and one to carry. Matrimony, matrimony, it ain't nothing but a lot of baloney. Cows give milk and butter. It's as hopeless as a horseless carriage. Women like to pretend it's the way to spend a weekend. Love and marriage, you can't match it. It's an itching, though you just can't scratch it. Don't you ever doubt it. A family shouldn't be without it.
Some say that love is a gentle thing, but it only has caused me pain. For the only girl I ever did love, gone on that midnight. I expect to live single.
I remember there was a little girl that lived down the street from me. We always used to say that when we grew up, we'd be married. It was sort of a childish thing and a puppy love. Yet as years went by, this puppy love grew into something very dear and very precious to me. You know, they tell us that love is a gentle thing. But love only brought me happiness and heartache. As a girl, I learned to love so very much. Left me for another man. Yet I can never stop loving her. And sometimes I see her shining eyes and smiling face. And I know that I never will marry. I will never marry unless I can marry her. I'll mess around a little bit though. I expect to live single.
Smothers Brothers, obviously. Here's Clint Eastwood.
I still see Elisa. She keeps on returning, as breathless and young as ever. I still hear Elisa and still feel a yearning to hold her against me again. Her heart was made of holidays. Her smile was made of dawn. Her laughter was an April song that echoes on and on. Since I saw Lisa, the shadows are falling, and winter is calling above. But I still see Lisa. Whenever I dream of
the music of the stars. I will pause for CBS News while we still can. Say, I have an arrangement of that by, well, this is from Paint Your Wagon, Earl Wrightson. Wait till after news. I'd like to hear it again myself. The music of the stars. Be right back. All our programs are podcast. You can catch them all the way back to our first one. You click into civicmedia.us. civicmedia.us, and there they are. Look for shows. The Music of the Stars. Paint Your Wagon. The Music. Back in 6 minutes.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.